It's Friday, the 18th of December, and it's, if we say it's not as dark this morning, which is strange because it still looks completely overcast. There's a bit of a breeze blowing. It's not too bad this morning actually, and the weather's very mild and it's dry. All those leaves at my feet are finally, though not completely, drying up. Another day or so of dry weather and they'll be ready for harvesting. Yes. Good morning, Mrs. Blackbird. Yes, she'll be looking for food. It must have been a mild night, so I'm guessing she can't be cold and ravenous. Oh, she is making some kind of display, throwing leaves about but not really looking. I guess that's an indication, sign to me. So, I had a really good sleep last night. She's not sure about the seagulls going overhead. I had a really good sleep last night. Looking at my sleep app, I just confirmed that it was a good sleep. Probably the best sleep in a good number of days. Which is surprising, because just before I went to bed last night, something upset me. Not seriously upset me, but upset me enough to go to bed mulling over what had upset me. Maybe upset's the wrong word. But anyway, I went to bed and I thought to myself, I'll think about this in the morning. But I couldn't switch it off. I was mulling over. And, well, of course, eventually got to sleep. That was fine. And I got up this morning and the morning thoughts as well. Not these morning thoughts, but, you know, as you get out of bed and, you know, what the day's going to bring and, you know, got to get ready and, you know, all those kind of things. looking forward to putting my feet up with a coffee after I have my cereal. All that kind of nonsensical, ritualistic stuff. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, it came back to me. And my mind has been dealing with it on and off since then, and at the moment, because I'm talking about it, my mind's on what it was. I'm not going to say what it was. It was just yes, anyway, passing that over, but it just shows you, you know, that it doesn't take much. As I said, it wasn't something drastic or anything like that, but it just shows you how even something that, I wouldn't say this was a minor particularly, it's not major, but it's not kind of minor, at least in my take on things and how I perceive things relating to this matter. I'm really dodging around trees and bushes here, it's funny how these things can play in your mind. And you keep saying to yourself, you know, try to convince yourself that it's not really bad, it's not important really, and it's not, being perfectly honest, but it just shows you how your mind can get stuck in the rut, you know, like the needle stuck in a record. It keeps replaying. You try bump the record, but it ends up back in the groove again. Anyway, what do you think of it all, Mrs. Blackbird? A lot of tush, a load of human overthinking. Oh yeah, you know, our human brains are so damn clever. Massive computers, capable of incredible multitasking, though we don't realise it at times. You know? You're driving a car, you're probably not aware of the incredible amount of information being processed back and forward. It's just amazing. But in the same respect, it's amazing that your mind, your brain can get stuck on a little thing, lock you in there. Like, you know how, again, back to this euphemism of driving. You know, we've all done it. If you've driven a car, we've all done it. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? But you've driven a car over a road, along a road, and all of a sudden you realise that you can't remember having driven the past half mile, mile, 2 miles, 3 miles. Can't remember doing that. Can't remember taking those turns. I can't remember going round that roundabout. And it's because something has locked your mind into one particular item, one particular thought. It's locked in there. Now, your unconscious dealt with the driving. You know, all that's required to drive. You know, your awareness and your senses, your motor neurons to move your arms and your legs and all that kind of stuff. That's dealt with it unconsciously because it's been trained to do that. But your conscious mind has been locked into a groove. It's happened to me so many times. And speaking of being locked in and things happening with the mind, yesterday I was in a guy's house, first time in his house, and we were discussing something. I don't really know the guy. I've met him once before, but anyway, that's irrelevant. But I got a massive whack of deja vu. He started to say something to me, and immediately, you know, that feeling you get, that deja vu. It whacked me, and I knew what he was going to ask next. And I thought, I'll say to him, you know, I should say to the guy. I thought, no, because it won't be his deja vu, it's my deja vu. It won't make any sense to him. If I say, we've had this conversation before, he's going to say, well, I don't know how, because we've only met once before, and it wasn't in my house, and, you know. But it was just amazing. And I actually knew, not the whole thing, but I knew his next question. And I was right. How was that? That's just crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. Oh. Complexity. Not a great word to make that one up just now. It's the human brain. That wind's going up again. Tea's gone cold. Now, that really is, and I have no wind protection around my lugs.